I'm so excited that we have Innovate Digital Solutions as a sponsor of HeCast this season. Innovate Digital Solutions provides anything that an office might need, hardware, software, IT, copy machines, things like that. They make an office run more smooth and they're really good at it. But one of the things that I love about Innovate, their founders, Andre and Katia Brasso, they're people that don't just believe it's important to build a strong business, but also to take that success and build the strong community around them. They really have a heart for what HeChanged is doing. People they love have gone through some of the stuff that we talk about on this show. Andre and Katia both believe that you can build a life worth living, and there are these evidence-based solutions that can help build that life. We're so excited to be in partnership with Innovate Digital Solutions, and HeChanged It is better for it, and we hope you will be too. Go to innovate.ca and check them out. Welcome to HeCast, the official podcast of HeChanged It. As always, I am Mike Chisholm. As always, I am excited to be here, and there is no manufacturing in that excitement whatsoever. Today, even more so, because I got the friends of Felix here. Now, first off, if you haven't downloaded the HeChanged It app, what the heck are you waiting for? Go to HeChangeIt.com. Check out the mission as to this amazing movement that the goal is changing the world, making the world a better place. Go to HeChangeIt.com. You'll see all that. Also, you will see the HeChanged It app. Whatever your technological persuasion is, whether it's the Apple or the Android, you can download HeChanged It for yourself. Check it out. Be part of this initial part of our movement and watch the thing as it grows and hopefully does what we think it's going to do, becoming a worldwide movement, helping people all over the globe. You know, speaking of helping people all over the globe, many of the times that we sit down for one of these HeCasts, the guests in our chairs here are people who love to do just that. They want to change something. We got a couple of guys here who are the Friends of Felix are here. Friendsoffelix.com. Go check them out. A clothing company with a purpose. They have a mission. Mental wellness is one of their mandates, as well as selling cool clothes. I'm really, really excited to have them here. And by the way, proceeds from the purchasing of Friends of Felix apparel goes to Heads Up Guys. You may remember we had John from Heads Up Guys back here. I mean, early on with HeCast, again, another amazing organization that has similar goals that we do here at HeChanged It. The Friends of Felix are here. Thank you so much for coming here. Boys, tell them your name. Yeah. Tell them we're going to get into the story of how Friends of Felix started.
Yeah, we're super happy to be here. Thanks for the awesome introduction. That was probably one of the most electric podcast introductions I've seen.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, my name's Austin, one of the co-founders of Friends of Felix.
Yeah, and my name's Malin. I'm the other half. And yeah, very grateful to be here. So thanks for having us.
Oh, this is so cool. I want to go back to the beginning. I want to go back to the original idea.
Yeah.
When did this notion show up? And was it both you? Was it other people? Like where did the idea come from for Friends of Felix?
It happened back in, it was like during COVID times, honestly. Malin and I, we were working at a local company here. And we were just both trapped at home like everyone else. And I kind of did like a lot of freelance work within clothing, and Malin had a passion for starting clothing as well too. And enough Zoom calls back and forth. We decided we wanted to start our own thing that was a little bit more than just clothing, just how something that's going to be a little bit of a motivation outside of just, like you said, selling cool clothes. And that's where we kind of found our common grounds of men's mental health and mental health in general, just through talking with each other over Zoom and trying to be able to connect with someone when you're just, again, at home. I don't know if I missed anything there, but that's pretty much when it started, I think. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's exactly it. I guess from my perspective, not to get into it too much, but during COVID was also a interesting time in my life. Specifically, I lost a family member due to mental health issues, and this is a time, like Austin said, when we're at home and we're working from home, and it's kind of our first real job at a university. And so we're making cold calls and kind of learn the ropes of business, figuring it out, getting told no on the phone, calling people, hey, do you want this service? No, okay. And then we found a lot of value through just chatting with each other on FaceTime. Yep. And grew a lot closer. And so during this difficult time and one of the biggest hurdles that I've been dealt with or I've had to deal with to this point in my life, Austin was there for me. So that's how we grew really close really quickly. And then through that, the idea of the clothing brand and everything else kind of blossomed from there.
That's amazing. So when did you two first meet and where did you meet?
Met back in university, actually. Yeah. So that would have been like, didn't we?
2018?
Yeah, about 2017-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
And we like knew of each other, but we were never really like close. Worked on like a few projects and stuff in like our fourth year university, third year university and stuff. But again, I used to play basketball. So I had all my like athlete varsity friends. Malin was an absolute outdoor head. Anything outdoors you could do, he was probably doing it on the weekends. So yep. We never really kind of crossed paths too many times until it was like after we graduated.
And were you both in the same program? Was it business? What were you in university for?
Yeah. We were at UBCO here in Kelowna for business management.
Cool.
So I guess, yeah, we did have a lot of classes together and did cross paths, but yeah, never grew super close. And so it's kind of cool afterwards that you, I don't know, you make a lot of close friends. A lot of my close friends right now I've made in university.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't forecast that after the fact, but it's cool that that's the case.
Yeah. Did you both went into business, both with the goal of being entrepreneurs or just unsure where you wanted to get into and it would be a good kind of set of general skills to have? What was the genesis there?
Yeah. Definitely didn't see kind of the entrepreneur route when I first went to university.
Yeah.
It was more so nothing else really seemed interesting to me besides business. So yeah. I was like, yeah, let's take a generic business degree here and kind of see where things take me and kind of what options I had. And then, kind of got into the whole marketing side of things as well. And Malin too, dabbled in a few of those courses. And yeah, it was more so just, I'm 18, don't know what's going on. Let's try something out that sounds interesting when we're going to university. And now we're here. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a similar path. When I got into university, I was in general arts. I had absolutely no clue what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I played hockey and after high school and then realized I wasn't making the NHL, wasn't that good at hockey. So I quit hockey and went to university.
Yep.
And then I got into business a couple of years into being in university. When I was graduating, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do other than travel. So after school, I traveled for the better part of a year. And
where'd you go?
I went a little bit everywhere. I went to Central America, Australia and Asia. And just to surf.
Good for you.
The whole motivation was surfing. So, and a lot of motivation still comes from sports such as that. So, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure watching you guys and your evolution. It's been really fun kind of on the sidelines. You hooked up with my wife earlier on in the Heat Changed experience. And it was very, very clear that both of you had these trajectories where you wanted to dig in and you've been part of one of the panel events that we did. And one thing that has always just struck us is just your vigor, your energy for this thing, how passionate you are about this. Where does that passion come from? Does it come from the mission? Does it come from the idea of being entrepreneurs, this adventure, the clothing side of things? What is it that keeps you passionate about a startup?
Yeah, I think at least my passion is kind of broken up into two separate lanes. There's the clothing aspect. Really love, clothing in general. I work in a marketing agency where we do consulting for clothing brands. Like naturally, I have that sort of passion of creating like cool things, being creative, and making things come to life. But then there's also like the mental health side of things, where clothing can get so mundane, and it's kind of like, all right, like what do we do here? How do we get creative? That I can lean on is like, okay, like this is like the main mission that we want to actually solve is people just simply speaking up about the mental health and how they are doing, right? Like that's what we found is the first step was a lot of people just didn't necessarily know what to do, or it was like kind of daunting. So that's where my kind of passion for the mental health side of things came up, was like, okay, how do we bridge that gap between like actually getting services, reaching out for help, whatever that looks like. Help can be so different within the space of mental health, but my main kind of driving force there was like bridging that gap to just simply having that like initial conversation, realization, whatever it may be, for people to be like, all right, like let's make a real step here. So that's kind of where.
So Austin, Malin had an event happen and we can get into that here in a minute, but for you yourself, the idea of men's mental wellness in general is something, I don't know if you guys have found this. Actually, yes, I do. It's stigmatized. like we all know this, that it's stigmatized, and getting that voice out there is so important. Was there a singular event that helped you kick open the door? Have you always been mindful when it comes to this stuff, and just, you know, paid attention to some of the messaging that's out there in the world, or was there an event that kind of kickstarted the mission out of your heart and your mind?
I think it was more so like events from people who are close to me, and seeing that side of things. And then also my just like upbringing in sport and then like competitive sport at a high level, like realizing how much like pressure people have on them, like even just at the university level, but then thinking to the bigger grand scheme of things, like the professional level as well. And yeah, it was more so sport that kind of opened my eyes up to like, okay, there's mental health involved in this, like heavily in terms of like the performance, the pressure to like perform, and just essentially you're seen as a quote unquote like role model to like a lot of people, no matter what you have going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what got me thinking about it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was like a specific event in particular, like for myself that I experienced.
Yep.
It was more so people within my circle, like I said, and then just like influence from where I found myself.
And do you feel like, you know, it feels like you're painting a couple, or not painting, but you're putting together a puzzle, and there's a couple pieces over here that you've got going on, and there's a couple pieces over here that you've got going on, and you're trying to link them together with the clothing company. So you got a bunch of passions here, a bunch of things, mm-hmm. and you're trying to put them all together. Yeah. How has that been for you? Is it the same kind of pressure as sports, or is it?
It's different. It's a little bit more stressful than sport. Yeah. That's for sure. I think, especially because it's like something that everyone sees, right? And like they can see the progress, they can see what's going on. So mm-hmm. I think there's always like a little bit of pressure to like, all right, we got to go quicker. We got to like move faster on this, and this. Malin does a pretty good job of reeling me back in sometimes and be like, all right, like we're making some good steps here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say like there's definitely still that pressure aspect. It's different though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more, I find it a little bit more stressful, I think, to like achieve what like we had set out to do versus what I experienced through sport. But
what are you setting out to do?
Make a difference, honestly. Just get people more comfortable to express how they're feeling, like that. I think that's the simplest way that I can put it, is comfortability expressing themselves, whether that's through conversation, whether that's through like internal conversation, just having talks with themselves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, getting people to be a little bit more mindful about what they're experiencing, and that it's probably not as different as a lot of other people are experiencing too. And there's a lot of other people in the same boat as them.
I could not agree more. Malin, same thing with you. I mean, had you ever thought about the stereotypical surfer attitude, you know, pretty relaxed, you know, pretty peace and love. Let's just have some fun. And that's the stereotypical kind of surfer. Are you that?
Austin should answer. I would say relaxed I would say no, I'm not.
Okay.
Austin shakes his, it's probably shaking his head. He can answer this more than I can. But yeah, I think I'm pretty high energy. Okay. And I like to be moving. I like to be doing things and talking to people.
Yeah.
I was thinking, reflecting on the question that you asked Austin there about what you kind of want to see as a change through the business, and where I think I lean on Austin a lot for the clothing side of things. Mm-hmm. I think he's a very fashionable dude. He's very intelligent when it comes to marketing our clothing brand and the actual back end advertising stuff like that. I find a lot of value in chatting with people face to face, exactly what we're doing. So I love to be doing this. Yeah. I just like having conversations, and mm-hmm. I think there's so much value in that. And I know that people want to be heard, and we're social creatures. So that's something that I really lean into. And the energy, I guess, sorry, not the energy side, but the surfer side, the stereotypical surfer. I don't think I line up too well with personality wise.
He's far from it. He's got way too much energy, and he's always go, go, go to be the stereotypical surfer. So
it sounds like you guys complement each other really well from a skills perspective. Strengths might be weaknesses, and vice versa. Yeah. It seems like you guys have are pretty compatible when it comes to that.
Malin is definitely a huge people person, like great with conversations, very, very outgoing, energetic.
So he's your sales, he's your trade show guy, he's the guy at the table. Yeah. If there's an event, that kind of a thing, that's where he shines.
Yeah, it makes a great first impression for sure. Loves talking to people.
But then you tell me to do some, make an Instagram post, and it's like, I can't do that for the life of me. So yes, we totally balance each other out, I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So, so you guys realize that there's some compatibility here. You start talking about this, a lot of Zoom conversations over the pandemic, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Give me the next step in the life cycle of Friends of Felix. What happened then?
Yeah. So next step, we were talking about it earlier. It actually didn't start out as Friends of Felix.
Yeah.
It was Happy Dude Clothing.
Happy Dude Clothing.
The original name.
Yep.
Did our first drop with that. Just simple hoodies, Happy Dude on it. And we did some toques as well, I think.
Yeah.
Sold through some of that stuff. We were kind of like figuring out what's next. And then we got a message on Facebook about someone talking about like owning the name Happy Dude Clothing. We're like, huh, like, could have sworn we did some research on this. We were like looking through like name registries and stuff. Yeah. Us being first time business owners, we completely neglected that there was a bunch of other provinces outside of BC, of course.
Yep.
So a little company out in Ontario.
Yeah.
They actually had like rights to the name and everything. And we looked and we thought the business was like inactive because there was like really nothing online. But yeah, they'd owned like naming rights to it and they had their copyright and trademarks and all that stuff. So we weren't about to get into a whole legal battle for nothing. So we pressed pause. We didn't have a lot of money to pay for those legal fees. So yeah, we pressed pause and rebranded. And now to Friends of Felix, what you see today.
Yeah.
So,
well, my wife, when she came home and told me about you guys when she had met you originally, it was, you were for a long time, you were the Happy Dudes guys. And then became the Friends of Felix and watching you guys, watching you blossom has been so much fun. Where did Felix come from? Who the heck is Felix?
Yeah. We get asked that quite a bit. That's a good question. So
It's alliterative. SNF. That's all. The F looks cool, right?
So after we like woke up on that Monday and got served a cease and desist for breakfast, essentially, we went back to the drawing board for, that was in the summer. So that was over the course of a couple months. And the initial reaction is like, holy crap, like, what do we even do here? Do we keep going? Now we don't have anything if we don't have this name, right? That's what we're thinking.
Because it was all about the name at that point.
It was all about the name, right?
The name was kind of the,
Exactly. So there's a lot of thoughts and emotions and roller coasters of highs and lows, but it essentially we just went back to the drawing board because we're like, no, we aren't done with this. And there was really good feedback and we have this purpose and we know that we can make a difference. So in terms of the name, we went to the drawing board and there's sheets and sheets of just the worst names you can ever think of. Like we look back at those every once in a while and it's the cringiest thing ever. But it was essentially over the course of the couple of months that we landed on Friends of Felix through Felix. Actually, Austin found this is a the version of Felix in many different languages means happy, joyous, and lucky. So it kind of tied into our previous name, Happy Dude. So it's kind of cool that we could bring that over. And Friends of Felix, there's no rhyme or reason exactly to it other than that it sounds good. And
it does.
And it's inclusive and positive at the same time. So we sat on it for a few days and then said, okay, let's do this. Let's roll on it.
I think the Friends of Two part, like obviously rolls off the tongue nice.
Yeah.
But, like creating that community was always something we wanted to be pretty cognizant of with like creating the brand. So like the Friends of kind of just a little bit of a reminder that like you have people in your corner type thing as well. Although we talk about that a little bit less, it's more so just a, again, something that you start your day with and you can feel a little bit of attachment to it.
And you knew right from the beginning you wanted to be a social enterprise, right? You knew you had a purpose, you knew you wanted to give back somehow. How did the Heads Up guys get involved?
That was on, again, just through like research. There's so many like organizations out there, right? And we're like, at the end of the day, we wanted to try and reach as many people as possible with Heads Up guys being like very online focused and being a resource for everyone, like the people's resource, and not necessarily stuck to like one specific community. That's what led us to honestly, I think, choose Heads Up guys out of the gate. It's kind of like that main partner was just the reach that we could get and what I'm assuming they're probably going to get more of because they're an awesome organization in the future.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. They kill it. And the fact that they're based here in BC too, out of Vancouver. And that was something pretty cool as well. We're alumni of this school that they operate out of. So
I was going to ask, like when you were at UBC, because I mean, obviously UBC has different campuses around the province, whatever. When you were there, Had you heard of Heads Up Guys? Like, okay, so it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we were there, they were probably like in the little bit of the development stage.
Yeah.
As we were like first, second, third years, they would have already been kind of rolling. So yeah, it was, and they were new. That was also cool. Like they were young, they were figuring stuff out as well. Mm-hmm. So that was super, super appealing to us because it just meant, I feel like they were very motivated to achieve their mission.
Yeah. And let's throw out there right now, go search out, not obviously not now, wait till you're done, you know, the episode, put a note on your phone that you're going to go search up Heads Up Guys. It's a phenomenal organization. Again, we got to get John on here again. Yeah. And have him and talk about, you know, how they're changing the world and the tools that they have. It's just such a great, it's such a great organization. Blue Sky, this thing turns into what you want it to turn into. Mm-hmm. What kind of clothes are you going to have? Is it everything? Is it a niche? Is it what kind of stuff?
Yeah, this is something we actually talked about like a lot recently. Yeah,
every day.
yeah, a lot. And it's like getting into a little bit more of the elevated pieces as well too, besides like just your hats, hoodies, and t-shirts and stuff that you have. So like we have visions to be able to create like outdoor workwear, some sweaters that are a little bit different than your classic hoodie, whether they're knit, whether they're cardigan style, whether they're, I mean, I could go into a bunch of different fabrics, but we're not going to bore everyone. But yeah, just creating some pieces that like people see and they're like, oh, like, that's cool. It's unique. I haven't really seen that before, rather than like relying on some of our designs to do that.
Yeah.
So that's where kind of the clothing thing, I think, rolls into place. Obviously we'll still have like all the classic staples for people who are, I like my t-shirts, I like my hoodies and hats, and let's keep it simple because we're a big fan of that too. But yeah, being able to kind of experiment with some passion project stuff would be cool in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The purpose of our clothing, and we have a lot of messaging around this, and like the hat that Austin's wearing right now, we try to make clothing that promotes conversation. So it's thought-provoking pieces. What is Mental Wellness Club? If I'm walking down the street and see Austin wearing that hat, is it, oh, what is that? Like, that's pretty cool. It's a more of a streetwear design because it's a really popular camo print. But it's thought-provoking. Oh, it's like, who is Felix if we're wearing something that says Felix on it?
Yeah.
Like the question you just asked me there. And then it could lead into, you know, a high level conversation about it. Oh, it's a local company or a company based out of Kelowna on a mission to raise awareness for men's mental health. And then it could, you know, the idea is for it to lead into conversations that are deeper than that. But if we're changing one person's day for the better through making a hat that says Mental Wellness Club, then we're completely doing our job. That's fulfilling.
Yeah. What's been the reaction? Because I mean, okay, so you guys have had a clothing company with a purpose to bring awareness, the conversation up about men's mental wellness for a couple of years now, right? I'd say it's safe to say 2 to 3 years is how long it's been going. You'd be
Friends of Felix rebrand was over a year ago.
Yeah.
So I said two years.
So say 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years, yeah.
In that time, you've obviously spoken to a lot of people about what it is that you're doing. When you're an entrepreneur and you got something new, you tell everybody about it, right? It's just like I always say to people when we talk business coaching and things like that within my business. Number one rule of business is stay in business. If you have a restaurant, who are you going to tell that you have a restaurant? Everybody. Why? Because you want them to all come into your restaurant, right? No, so they can get the word of mouth going.
Yeah.
So you guys have talked a lot about this very different clothing company.
Yeah.
What has reactions been from people? Like, do you ever get it where it's like, well, yeah, I've got this clothing company, it's based on men's mental wellness. And then the moment you kind of open that door, people start telling you their stories or things like that. Like, I'm curious about some of the reactions that you've gotten since talking about this.
Yeah, you kind of nailed that on the head, actually. That's something that we...
I have a men's mental wellness podcast. So when I say that
for sure. People, knows what he's doing.
Yeah, 100%.
There's a hunger for it.
Yeah. So we actually noticed that primarily through the pop-ups that we've been a part of.
Yeah.
Whether it's local markets or we do pop-ups at a couple music festivals locally.
Nice.
And that's where we've experienced the most, where someone comes up to us, oh, what is Friends of Felix? And then we give our little elevator pitch on what we're all about.
Yep.
And it's so interesting. It's like a barrier is dropped completely. It's amazing. I didn't think it's so cool. And I didn't think that, you know, I would never have been able to see that actually happening. But it's like, you know, when you're talking to someone, hey, how's your day going? Blah, blah, blah. Good. Like there's not that opportunity to just dive into a deeper conversation naturally.
Yep.
Well, I've noticed that through people coming up to us and asking what we're all about, and then us explaining it, boom, that barrier's dropped. And there is that opportunity for someone to say, oh, like this really resonates me with me. I've been going through something really difficult, or I have a partner that's been going through something and I've been trying to support them in some way. Mm-hmm. So thank you for what you're doing. And it's not the personal recognition that we want. It's the recognition of the other people that they're part of a community now.
Yes.
So it's incredibly fulfilling and special when you're allowed to have those conversations just from showing up to these events and, being there for people. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The events are huge. That's what kind of why we like doing them. You get it again. Malin gets his fulfillment of talking to people and being social. the conversations that happen are always cool. People, sometimes they're stick around the booth for like 20, 30 minutes, just having random combos about life in general, what they do for their mental health, stuff that they've picked up. Talked to a guy about getting into triathlons he did for his mental health. We've talked just a bunch of different stories, and it's always cool to just see them like comfortable with two strangers that they've met 10 minutes ago. Right. So yeah,
I could not agree more. I mean, in watching Candy, I call her Candy. It's, watching her build, he changed it. Whenever people would ask her about the app or whenever they specifically, when they'd figure out what she was doing, you, like you say, it drops a barrier.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've heard so many different reactions, to why what she and her team are doing is needed. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, my so-and-so is going through this, or, oh, my son is going through that. So many men need an outlet.
Yeah.
And the moment you bring it up at all, it's like opening up floodgates for some people, because I do think that there is a stigma for men and vulnerability.
Yeah.
I think it's there, but also sometimes it's just that little piece of permission that people need, just the crack open of the door, and someone wants to kick it open because there is such a need for it. Have you found, it's been a couple of years. Have you found that the conversation has been getting easier, or you see it more? Maybe it's a reticular activation system in the brain. I don't know, but are you seeing it more and more in the culture as things go by, or do you still feel like you're a little bit alone in the dark when it comes to what it is that you're doing?
I think within the community, like our local community here in Kelowna, I personally think I see it more, and just more people recognizing it. Online, it's always like, it's a little bit harder to like understand the reach and kind of like, okay, like, is this resonating?
Yep.
Like, we see a lot of people, obviously they love the hats, they comment on the designs and stuff. Mm-hmm. We get a few messages into our inbox just for people messaging on our website with, again, similar things to what we hear at booths and stuff. So like, it's definitely hitting. It's hard to tell, like, okay, like, are we going in the right? Like, what kind of steps are we making? How big are these steps?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more easy to notice at like the local scale when you're talking to like people that you know who didn't really think too much about their mental health before, didn't really do too much for it.
Yep.
And now you see them, they have some routines that genuinely like make them happy. It keeps them in line, and they are like, they're fired up about it. They're super, super excited. So I think that's where like you can see that change the most. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm super curious about when you're sitting there and you're hearing some of these people come up to the booth and you're hearing them talk about it, that sort of thing. Does that inspire designs? Does that inspire, directions as to messaging that might be on the clothing or give ideas? And I'm curious about some of the pieces that you have done and some of the sayings and the messages that you want to get out there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like specific, like, oh, that's a design, or like anything like that. It's more so, I think, like adding little things to our items that, again, get people to think about their mental wellness before the day. So like on our new items, we have just like a subtle reminder, like stitched on the side of a hat.
What are some of those reminders?
Just to be present, I think, and just notice how you're feeling. Like when things start to become overwhelming, like notice, okay, like this is what's happening, and I can recognize that. If you are dealing with tough situations that aren't just your everyday stressors, again, like it's a subtle reminder that you have this one life, you are present. We need to essentially be there for each other, make the best of what we can, and again, just help each other out through that community. Like things like that, in terms of a subtle reminder embroidered on the side of hats, we thought about putting like things on like the inside of garments. So like when people are putting a t-shirt on, they see it, or taking a t-shirt off, they see it. Right. So like things like that, I think maybe even more inspired as opposed to like actual designs. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. Totally. I think something cool about our designs too. I'm keep on looking at Austin's hat. So Mental Wellness Club, or a subtle reminder, like he says, you can there. Everyone associates a different meaning with those terms. So I think that's pretty special too. What does Mental Wellness Club mean to me compared to you? It's completely different, but it's positive. Mm-hmm. So a subtle reminder can mean so many different things to you depending on the day as well. A subtle reminder, like Austin's examples, or a subtle reminder that you're part of a community. And by purchasing this hat, you're a part of a community making a change. So a subtle reminder that you're loved. A subtle reminder that you're allowed to be emotional. A subtle reminder that you're a human being and you don't have to hide your emotions.
Yeah, that's super cool. Have you ever had, like, again, staying with the Mental Wellness Club?
Yeah.
Have you had people say, well, where's the Mental Wellness Club? I want to join. I want to be a part of it. Have you had a lot of that?
Honestly, a few. Yeah, we have. Yeah, a few for sure. And that's something we're, I think, trying to kind of figure out, like, what that looks like from, like, community partners and whatnot in terms of, like, that actual Mental Wellness Club. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right now, it's not, like, a physical club. But, we've had the question a few times. We're like, what do I sign up? Like, what do I do? I'm like, right now it's just like a figurative.
Right now we talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about it, but
And you're like in the club.
Down,
that's it.
Down the line.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well. Totally. You're here. No.
Yeah. There's so many things to, like, so many exciting things that we want to act on. It's just you got to walk before you can run. So, but in-person events is something that we're really trying to lean into, because like I touched on, that community and the connection is so damn important.
Oh yeah.
So, I think there's a lot of potential for some cool things to happen, and excited for like what that can turn into. But yeah, what is the Mental Wellness Club to you, for example? Like,
yeah, well, it's number one, it's intriguing. Mm-hmm. I think actually it's funny. We talked about this before the camera started rolling, and masterstroke on your guys's part to bring the pink Mental Wellness Club hat and give it to Candace. We saw it in the restaurant of James Addington, who's been on the show. We've done stuff with him, the Tell Us documentary. James, just, I love him so much. Yeah,
he's our guy.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. And we go into his newest restaurant, and it's what we talked about. It's a soft opening, where he just invited all of his friends and stuff, come check out the new place and whatnot, come check out the vibe, the design, all the mission behind it.
Yeah.
And I mean, as you know, James is a huge mental wellness advocate as well, and so she sees this pink trucker hat that says Mental Wellness Club on it, and immediately like grabs James. James is there with all these people around him. So grabs James. How do I get one of those? What are those? Oh, it's a Friends of Helix. Of course it's a Friends of Helix ad. Of course it is. And one of the first things that we said to each other was, well, what's the Mental Wellness Club? Like, is this something that they're doing as a part of? And it would not surprise me at all if at some point down the line, the company has this little, whatever it is, attached to it, because it really, so to answer the question, it inspires whimsy. Mm-hmm. It inspires whimsy, knowing what I know as to why he changed it as an existence.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that hits my reticular activation. I see it. It's like, oh yeah. Okay. And so whimsically, it's like, what's a Mental Wellness Club? Like, I want to know more. Mm-hmm. I'm seeking an answer to this. So what is it? And so that's what it did for me the first time I saw it.
That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and so now she's got her pink trucker hat and she's, yeah, you're happy, aren't you?
Yeah,
she's happy over there. I'm. So, do you have mentors? Do you have people that you kind of lean on that are helping you build this thing? Is it business models and things that you've learned from university and you're trying things like that out? Do you have who are the people that are supporting Friends of Helix?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's not like direct mentors in terms of like building the business, but there's like people in our lives that we chat with
completely
just. Like in general, like bouncing ideas off of each other and just talking like, hey, like, what do you think of this? In terms of like the structure of the business, I think that comes a lot from like my day job and just working with like hundreds of clothing brands and seeing the ones who are very successful and seeing the ones who, and you get to see all the mistakes that they make essentially.
Yeah.
So that definitely plays into it. But yeah, I think in terms of mentors, it's like a few of the people that you've mentioned already today on this podcast, and then just other like friends of ours who go through those same experiences and we just have someone else to talk to besides the two of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing in like concrete, like got meetings every this day or biweekly.
Yeah. All
this stuff. It's kind of just.
No, I agree with that. I think the city that we live in is pretty special for being an entrepreneur, I don't know how you even say that.
No, you guys are entrepreneurs. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll give a shout out to one of my mentors slash best friends. His name's Mitch Carefoot, and he's an entrepreneur as well in Kelowna. And he's taught me so much about business and life and understanding yourself in a way that is just completely invaluable. So I wanted to give him a shout out because I think that the person I am today has a lot to do with my relationship with him and what he's taught me. Mm-hmm. And so we lean on Mitch quite a bit for some crazy ideas and stuff like that. And we appreciate him quite a bit. So wanted to give him a shout out.
Again, blue sky a little bit. What do you see for this thing? Is Friends of Felix Clothes going to be in storefronts all over the place? Is it always going to be an online deal that just people attract to that brand? They understand mm-hmm. the brand, keep it simple that way. What do you see if this thing starts to really grow? All the above?
Yeah, I think all the above. I mean, the only reason I don't think we've been in a lot of stores is just availability.
Yeah.
As a new brand, we've had a little bit of a hard time keeping up with demand. So that's why it's mostly been online.
Good problem to have.
Good problem to have.
Yep.
But yeah, getting into stores and like retail locations, obviously want to, the more eyes that see it, the better, right? Mm-hmm. And if people can see it, eventually end up on our website, see the mission, buy into it, follow on social and kind of see some of the content that we plan to put out, then like that's perfect, right? We want as many eyes in it as possible. So yeah, we don't really, we're not married necessarily to like, oh, we're on the online, we're gonna be super exclusive. Mm-hmm. I think once we have the bandwidth to do so, it'll get into local places, starting definitely here and in our own city, and then kind of expand from there. But
so anybody out there who might be a buyer in the clothing world, check out friendsoffelix.com and see what's there. And who knows what can happen from there.
Yes.
You talk about content, and I think that that's really, really important these days for obvious reasons. But I mean, you look at where, you don't go where the puck is, you go where the puck is going. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I love that reference.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not a Wayne Gretzky quote. Everyone says it's a Wayne Gretzky quote. It's actually his dad. It's Walter Gretzky's quote. You don't go where the puck is, you go where the puck is going. And when it comes to content, it seems like there are more and more people. It seems like the younger people are, the more as they get into a brand or something, the messaging of that brand is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And it feels like what you two are doing is right place, right time. Kind of, you're hitting the bullseye when it comes to that. When things start to loosen up a little bit, you start hiring a couple of people, you get your things going.
Sure.
How important is content going to be, and what kind of content do you want to have out there?
This is funny timing because we literally just had a conversation about this like last
week. There are no coincidences, my friend.
Yeah.
That may be the biggest struggle that we're dealing with right now is content in itself. So I don't have a specific answer on what we want our content to look like. Mm-hmm. What we're leaning towards right now is highlighting the fact that everyone deals with some sort of struggle. So trying to figure out how that can be portrayed and how other people's stories can be heard. Mm-hmm. So kind of brainstorming on that aspect. But yeah, I don't know exactly on the content front, but what I think is kind of special about our brand, Pumping Our Own Tires here, is the messaging behind our brand is plain and simple. We want dudes to be more comfortable speaking about their emotions. So we're talking about mental health, and typically the conversations around mental health and stuff like that are had for people who are a bit older. Like those aren't really had in middle school, high school. So we are trying to position ourselves as a bit more of a relatable brand and say, oh, this is a cool conversation to have when you're going through it in your teen years and when you're going through it in university and high school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So these kids can be like, oh, Friends of Felix is a cool brand, but they're also, like you said, these people who are buying these clothes now are really resonating with the branding mm-hmm. and the message that stands behind it. So if we can be that cool, relatable brand, but have such an impactful message, then that is cool in our opinion, in my opinion, which is probably your opinion too.
That's pretty similar, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like some of the conversations we had in the last week was mostly about, okay, like how do we tie in like the storytelling behind it and people being able to tell like real stories in short form. I think that's also the biggest thing is like people's attention spans are quite short these days. Yep. So trying to get something like super, super impactful across within 15 to 30 seconds is kind of like what we're trying to hit. Mm-hmm. And whether that's through like some short storytelling, bouncing a few ideas off of each other. I think we're going to try and film some stuff this week with some people around our community.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting into those things where people can, they see a bunch of different people from all walks of life, whether they're old, young, whether they are employed, unemployed, whether they're like across the spectrum essentially. And yeah, trying to get their opinion and perspective on things, because I think there will be a lot of similarities in that, mm-hmm. Which again, I feel people can find some comfort in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, short form video is our next,
that's the next mountain that's gotta be climbed.
That's the next undertaking. Yeah, for sure. And that's what you guys should probably see a lot more of in the next coming kind of months.
Check us out on TikTok.
Yeah.
There we go. And I mean, I assume, you know, when you talk about stories, it's stories that you know, this place inspires stories because mm-hmm. it gives an opportunity for people to tell their story. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, something like saying to somebody, hey, when it comes to mental health, what's something that you've learned?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And someone could share that within, you know, 15 to 30 seconds kind of mm-hmm. a thing. They could say one little thing that they've learned along the way. And I mean, that's the same thing with what Candy and the team are doing with You Changed It, right? The mm-hmm. whole idea is take something that you need, leave something that you know. Because mm-hmm. when you leave something that you know, it's going to be something that someone else needs.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's how you get that.
For sure.
That thing happening. So yeah. it's going to be really cool to watch some of these. I'm sure you're going to have an element where folks who love the clothing have mm-hmm. a way to sound off or mm-hmm. you know, a mechanism where they could come in and tell their story or answer a question or whatever it is. Sure. It's going to be really cool watching you. Like, I'm really excited to see what happens with you guys and He Changed It and how you guys will be able to sharpen each other and you're linking arms with some of these different other cheerleaders and mm-hmm. people you cheerlead for, right?
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing that you guys are doing. Are most of your friends, because you're early 20s, right?
Yeah, 27.
27. Okay, so mid-20s.
Late 20s.
Getting there.
Do you find that a lot of folks who are in your age and demo are feeling this mindful about things? Are you guys, you know, the exception to the rule?
I think it's pretty dependent on, like, your circle, of course, at any age, honestly. I feel like a lot of the people though are age, especially in this city as well too. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a little bit different of a vibe than, let's say, like a big corporate city or something like that, of course. But I feel like our age group is definitely pretty in tune with it. If I were to like give a generalization to the 25 to 28 year olds, whatever you categorize us in, the middle of millennials and Gen Z. But mm-hmm.
You're the target demo right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that 25-year-old-ish, mm-hmm. you know, 25 to 35-year-old-ish is kind of the target demo in business in so many ways. Yeah. It's kind of the way that, you know, the generation that kind of dictates a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, movies that get made or things. It's kind of right where you are right now.
Yeah, it is.
Completely. It's also just a pretty pivotal time in someone's life. Are you getting into a career? Are you looking to, in your late 20s, are you looking to start a family? Are you looking to go traveling? Are you looking to do all these different things? So mm-hmm. yeah, I definitely think that it's a time when friend groups and your circle gets a little bit smaller mm-hmm. and your responsibilities start to get larger. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there is just like that perfect opportunity to start looking inwards. It's going to happen at some point in your life. So I think in general, people are increasingly mindful at our age compared to, I guess, when we're 20 years old, I would say.
Well, and it's funny. At the time of this recording, I'm 48. Okay. Yeah. And I'm right in the middle of Gen X. I'm a Gen X guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, I saw the stigma, you know, the traditional locker room talk. I was raised mm-hmm. on Porky's. That's kind of the shorthand that I have for it, right? I don't even know if you know what Porky's is, but those are the types of, those are the types of Porky's, Revenge of the Nerds, all these, those are the types of movies that mm-hmm. Meatballs, those are the kind of movies that raised my generation. That sure. kind of a culture was there. So the shift that I have seen is astronomical in mm-hmm. 20 years.
Yeah.
you know, because 20 years doesn't seem like it's that long. But when you look at how much the culture has shifted, and I can tell you about the mindfulness of part of one of the things that he changed it. One of the goals is for guys who are in middle age, who are stigmatized by these things, who've never done this introspective work, who are now in middle age, wondering what the hell is going on. And that introspection is necessary to figure out what it is that makes someone them. Mm-hmm. And then how can they enrich that a little bit and turn their life from black and white into color? And that's kind of one of the goals. It's really encouraging to see a couple of guys right now who are already trying to kind of do that work. Mm-hmm. I find it's contagious. Similar to what we were talking about, you give someone an opportunity to talk about some of their mental wellness struggles or whatever they want to talk about it's really cool.
Sure.
Do you notice any commonalities of things that people say? People talk about their upbringing, or they talk about a relationship, or they talk about, do you notice commonalities of what struggles are out there?
I think.
You go.
I was going to say, like, the biggest commonality that I see, like, no matter what the generation age, it's always comes down to, I think, just like being comfortable, right? And like, yeah, there's been like so much change from like generation to generation in terms of like comfortability, talking about like who you are, what it means to be a like quote unquote man, and all these other things. I think that's still like, obviously it's getting like a lot better and people are a lot more comfortable with themselves and a lot more comfortable speaking about how they truly feel and not like masking that emotion. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, that's 100% the biggest commonality is like that. Okay, I'm just going to, I don't need to let this out. I can let this kind of sit inside me and fester, and there'll be good days, there'll be bad days. And on the good days, you're like, all right, see, I don't need to do that. And the bad days, you're like, oh crap. And then it kind of just is like that cycle. So yeah, I think that's like the biggest commonality probably between like all the various different people that we've chatted with, that I can pinpoint at least.
Yeah, you nailed that. Yeah. I was going to say, I can't actually nail down any commonalities. I think it's just so situational.
Yeah.
And everyone's life is so different.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint like one specific thing that I hear a lot of, or I say a lot of myself and my best friends say that Austin would say, similarly. So yeah, I can't really think of any.
You know, it's funny. I find it a little bit ironic, and irony is one of my favorite things in the world, but it's so cool how you talk about the idea of taking the mask off. And how you're providing an opportunity for someone to do that. You know, again, we'll go back to that. Just this hat here. With intention, right? At the beginning of the day, you look, you get a whole bunch of hats, and then you see the Mental Wellness Club, and you're like, oh, that's the one today, right? And you're putting something on in order to help take a mask off.
Yeah.
And it creates that intention at the beginning of the day, you know, when you're putting clothes on. Mm-hmm. And I just find, I find that irony really, really cool. You put something on so you can take a mask off.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, honestly. So.
That is sweet. Look at
you. You just fired our next marketing campaign.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Put this on and take the mask off.
We didn't hire him, but we might.
No, that's honestly a great
collaboration.
That's a great way to put it. It's like, yeah, it's that comfort piece almost.
Yeah.
Right? Like some people have their comfy, lazy Sunday hoodies that they put on to feel snug. And then, yeah, this is essentially, a little bit of an opening, like you said, taking that mask off. But in reality, you're putting more on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, and again, because you're forward facing, it gives other people the opportunity to do it as well. Yeah. What are some things throughout this? Obviously, you've been so mindful about men's mental wellness. You've also gone through startup life. And trust me, I understand startup life. So, yeah. I get it. You know, we got a startup that's been going out of our house for 5 years. I understand it. I get that. You know, you have this amazing, you know, youth and vigor, the vigor of youth, but you also, you know, relationships and all this other stuff, like all the other stuff, jobs and all this, as you're trying to build this. What are some things that you've learned about yourselves? What are some things that you would throw out there to somebody who wants to take a chance and go after a dream in the business spectrum?
Balance yourself. I wasn't great. I'm still not great at it in terms of like just putting stuff down and like not worrying about it, not thinking about it. It's obviously a lot easier said than done, of course. But yeah, just in general, just like finding that balance of whether it is, I'm not going to look at my phone, computer screen, nothing. I'm just going to be present, whether that is sitting on the couch with my wife watching a movie or it's me at the park playing basketball with my friend, like whatever it may be. Just finding time for things that are like important in your life when you look back, when you are old and wrinkly and in the kind of the last leg of your life. And you can be like, yeah, I'm happy I took those breaks. I am nowhere near where I want to be with that kind of,
you know, the recognition is really good though.
But yeah, like that's something, like, I think, yeah, the biggest thing that I'm trying to work on is obviously being an entrepreneur, balancing like a day job as well too.
Yep.
Is yeah. Finding that balance and like being, giving it an importance and having it like hold an importance and I'm like, ah, well, like whatever, today's fine. Like I'll do a little bit extra here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that I'm focusing on when it comes to balancing and juggling, wearing multiple hats and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We both work day jobs and Friends of Felix is on the side at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what it's like. It's totally consuming and you want to be a good employee. You want to be a good business partner. You want to be a good, I want to be a good boyfriend. He wants to be a good husband. You want to be a good friend. You want to be a good roommate and you want to be all these things. So what Austin's touching on, the balance is so key. Something that I also think I've realized in this journey so far, I know it's only been 2 years, but people want to see you win and people want to see, and people are there to support you. And if you're going through something hard, like, you know, people will be there to pick you up and help you succeed. So that's
if they know about it.
If they know about it.
Exactly.
That's true. Gotta be vocal. Yes, that's a great point.
Like,
which is something I'm trying to get better at, is be more vocal at that too. So yeah, we're both actually very big works in progresses, but yeah.
But you find that crew that you can be, like, you're 100%. Talking about vulnerability, right? Like,
yeah, man,
you know, being vulnerable about, oh my God, like the side business is absolutely sucking my soul right now. Yeah. And that happens. And I'm certain it's happened to you guys where it's like, oh man, sure. you feel like you're in over your head, whatever. But the moment you've got an outside party who you can at least vent that to a little bit and they can throw back maybe some other encouraging things, people want you to win. Like, I think that's such an amazing point, Malin. Like, because we've talked about this on a couple of the other episodes, actually this season. So forgive me for the audience for hearing this example again, but I'm curious about, you think about if, picture one of you going through something and it's like really, really hardcore, like really, really tough. You think about how you would treat the other one when that was happening. You know, Malin, if you knew Austin was going through something, just think about the thoughts you would have for him and the empathy that you would have, the desire to help, the desire to listen, whatever that might be, right?
Yeah.
But then imagine you're going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And you think about how you view yourself. and many times we're so much harder on ourselves than we would be if it was our friend or whatnot. But so that different. Doesn't make any sense, right? We should feel the same way about ourselves.
Yeah.
And when you're in business and it feels so lonely, sometimes going and talking to some of those people that want you to win,
that's a key point.
A lot of people feel alone out there and let the pressure out of that alone balloon because it's so much easier when you can talk to others about it and
for sure
find those people that are your champions that want you to win.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I think that's a really key point as well. Like, and balance as well. Yeah, that's hardcore. Like, you could do this 24/7.
Yeah, you really could.
You could.
Yeah.
Like there's so much to do, right? Like when you're building a business, there's so much to do. You could do it 24/7.
Yeah. And it never seems to be enough, always in the back of your head. But completely. Then you, like you said, you kind of reflect on it and you talk to those people who are in the same scenario and you're like, all right,
yeah,
I see the progress here a little bit. And I see kind of the light at the end of the tunnel and kind of where we're heading. And so
the delayed gratification is often pretty nice too. So you're working away and say, for example, I guess our milestones in our business at the moment are our drops. So we operate on a drop style.
Yeah.
So we say, hey, this next Friday, we have our drop and our website's going to be unlocked. On days like that, and we're packing orders together, that's delayed gratification. Cause it's like, this is our hard work paying off.
Yep.
Or we're having one of those conversations, at the pop-ups, like we talked about earlier, and saying, when the barriers dropped and, you know, there's an important conversation, someone's being vulnerable with you. Well, that's a special connection that you're having. And that's a sort of gratification too, because you know that you're making a difference. I completely forgot where I was going with this, but
the delayed gratification of, you know, these watershed moments.
Yeah. So sometimes it can be really difficult and I completely lost that. That was hilarious. Sometimes it can be really difficult, but I think like leaning on those delayed gratification moments are pretty key. And those keep us going too. Yeah.
What have been some moments? Like, is it seeing one of your pieces of clothing on the street? Is it like, what are some of the moments that have, where it has put some nitro in the fuel and gotten you, oh, okay, this headway is being made. What are some of those moments for you?
Yeah, seeing the clothing on the street is cool for sure. I think like Malin said, when we're on drop day and we're packing orders and we see like a bunch of names from a bunch of different cities that we have, like, I have no idea who you are, right? That's kind of cool because obviously we're reaching more people when you can see that like we're reaching more and more people who are like first time customers. They've never seen the brand before and they like what they see and then they make their purchase. Like we sometimes get like a few DMs afterwards, like, hey, like just made a purchase. Just saw you guys online. Like love what you do. That's awesome. And like seeing those messages and like reaching like new people that aren't just like a friend told a friend where it's like some random person told another random person and that kind of grows. That to me is kind of the like the piece of delay gratification. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like it's spreading. People are seeing it. More and more people are like active on our site in different parts of the world and stuff, which is cool to see as well. So yeah, just that growth in terms of like who we're reaching and it's broadening outside of the city.
Yeah. We've got a couple messages that have allowed people to be pretty vulnerable with us, sending us emails or messages on Instagram. And some of those make you pretty emotional and very impactful. So those are definitely quite meaningful too, where it's, hey, you're making a real difference in my life and thank you for doing what you're doing. That's what gives you the chills and gives you kind of like endless motivation to keep going. Cause at the end of the day, when we started this, we're like, if we're helping one person, if we're changing one person's life for the better, then we're doing our job. So if we can keep doing that, that's pretty rad.
You know, you talk about it gives you the endless motivation. That's certainly true with our experience as well. Mm-hmm. You know, with He Changed It. Mm-hmm. There's been the other side of the coin too, where the gas tank is completely empty.
Yeah.
But then just almost universal, like kismet, whatever you want to call it, timing. And suddenly somebody puts a message in like that saying, you literally saved my life or you made me feel I was this. Now I'm this. And it's because of you. And suddenly that empty tank turns back into, you know, a plethora of energy ready to roll the sleeves back up again.
Completely.
And I think that that's a good message for the audience too. Like, I mean, you never know how your positive words towards something might really be what that something needed to keep going or to take things to the next level or whatever. Yeah. It seems like you're really leaning into the idea of cultivating that community. Yeah. Where are places that people, where's the Friends of Felix community now? And where do you see it going? Like, is it Instagram? Yeah. Is it, where are you guys?
Yeah. Instagram is where that's where we focus on everything right now.
At Friends of Felix?
Friends of Felix brand.
Friends of Felix brand. Okay,
There was, I believe, a cat account that was Friends of Felix. Oh, so it's cat. So yeah, they got that one. So
yeah,
we got the brand at the end of it. So it's all good.
And we're trademarked.
Yeah. So we learned our lesson. Yeah.
Yep.
We learned our lesson. But yeah, Instagram's like kind of where our community lives at the moment. Malin mentioned earlier, he's embarking on a little TikTok journey for us. So that's something that we're trying to.
I feel like he's going to be good at this.
I'm hoping.
I feel like
so,
you got the look for it. And I feel like you got the TikTok.
You haven't seen my editing skills yet.
Okay. Yeah, we'll polish up on those, but he's got all the other pieces of the recipe for sure.
It's a journey. Follow the Friends of Felix journey on TikTok, everybody.
It is a journey.
Yeah, we're in the 250 jail right now, so if you could get us out of that 250 jail, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd love to see a few more views than that, but hey, we're working on it. It's gonna come. It's gonna come for sure. But yeah, Instagram's our community right now. I think that's obviously like a pretty solid age group using like that app for us to hit and also like hit just outside of that target demo as well. I know you mentioned like men who've lived until their 40s, 45s and haven't thought about mental health once. They're also on that app, which is like why we put a little bit of emphasis on that platform. But yeah, the goal would definitely be like Instagram, TikTok communities. Again, the more people we can reach, that's all we want to do right now is get as many people to see this as possible. Who knows what they look like in the future.
Like, but I mean, from a partner standpoint, I mean, I just, even the night we did the panel event, and I just saw you guys being you, yeah. just being you there. Like, I see that. I see you being, it makes perfect sense. Music festivals and things like that. I see you have an army of groups that go out, you know, weekends in the summertime to the different events and things mm-hmm. like that. I see that being the case too, where it's,
for sure.
even if you are in retail stores, I still see that being a component because
oh, yeah.
the messaging is so important mm-hmm. and getting people to understand, you know, the goal of the brand
yeah.
is key to the brand mm-hmm. in many respects. I know time is very, very slippery as we do these things here. So, so the first thing I want to do is make sure if there's anything that we haven't promoted yet, we do that. And then I got a couple kind of closing questions. But
no, you've done an incredible that. Job.
Friendsoffelix.com.
Friendsoffelix.com and at Friends of Felix Brand on Instagram.
At Friends of Felix Brand. What's the TikTok address?
Friends of Felix Brand.
Same thing. All right.
Something. We looked at each other to confirm that was the handle.
You'll find it on our website.
Yeah. yeah.
What have been a couple of the pieces of clothing that you've been most proud of? Describe them here. Are they still on the site or are they gone now? Is it all limited edition type stuff? Yeah. Is there stuff that you're going to bring back?
This one was obviously probably one of our favorite items that I'm wearing right now. That one sold out in like a couple hours.
Yeah.
The one Candace is wearing is something that has sold out quite a few times. It's a pink
one. Candace, bring it over.
That one's actually restocking this.
It's Friday.
On March 15th. That one will be restocking
this one. So my wife absolutely loves this so much.
Yeah. Those ones are.
Yeah. I won't get any ideas. I'll put my man bun through the
perfect
pink trucker part. There we go.
But yeah, those two are probably like our favorites, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of unreleased stuff that we haven't put out yet. I'll probably take the cake. We're pretty excited about some summer stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So excited about the new stuff that's coming.
Yeah, we've got a few new manufacturers that we've been working and talking with over the last few months. So been able to put a few designs together with them. So that's been awesome.
And the F-cap on the wall. I don't know if the cameras are capturing that or not.
They will be.
That is one of our most popular hats as well. Yeah. It's the two hats that you're wearing, actually, that are our two biggest sellers. Yeah. But yeah, that's been a staple piece for us as well. And when people see that F, they are becoming more and more aware that it is our brand. So it's pretty cool. And so we're trying to branch into some different colors and see how we can tie that into different pieces as well.
A subtle reminder.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was. There you go.
Yeah, that's super, super, super cool.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked that you guys are walking this planet. I really am. I'm so it's funny as you get older and you'll find this and it's happened to every generation where they look at the next generation and they're like, oh man, this is the generation we're leaving the world to. I look at you guys and it's like, yes, awesome. Like you guys are lights in this world. You really, Thank really you. Are. I thought it from the very first time that I've met you and I'm so grateful, that the Friends of Felix exist. This is really cool.
Thank you, Mike.
Keep doing what you're Thank doing. You. Austin, super curious. Your day job.
Yes.
They obviously know that you have a clothing brand and you're building it and all of that. Yeah. Ever any static there? Or is that like, yeah, you know, you go. No. The better you get at that, you're going to be better. You're going to be for us.
Honestly, my day job, my friend started a marketing agency and it became wildly successful. He owns a clothing brand as well too. So there's
no problem.
A lot of synergies there. Yeah, we bounce ideas off each other all the time for our own brands and whatnot. So yeah, it goes pretty hand in hand.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Our old job definitely
didn't
know about that, probably, you know, spent maybe a few too many hours on Zoom together while we're on the clock.
But yeah.
No, that was a couple of years ago, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly. No, luckily my job as well is real flexible. And my bosses are serial entrepreneurs, so they understand the entrepreneur life. So I don't think I'd have the job that I have right now if I wasn't doing this as well. So yeah. We're pretty lucky to be in the situation that we are. And yeah, really grateful. I know you pumped our tires, but we're here because of you guys as well. So I want to thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, all the work you guys, do in the community. It's fun to see you guys grow and it's fun to see more people on the same kind of mission as us.
Yeah.
Always gives us, like you said, that little bit more extra gas in the tank that other people they're doing the same thing that you're doing in a different sense, in a different fashion. That's all reaching different groups of people. And I mean, that's the main goal, is just collaborating to reach as many people as you possibly can to share that message and get people comfortable doing what they need to do. I think that's the easiest way for me to describe it because there's so many different things that people could be doing. It's do what you need to do to better yourself and better your life.
That's another nugget right there. You find your foxhole buddies.
Yeah.
Find the ones who get you and you get them and find those people and then make sure you open your mouth to them and open your ears to them as well. Like
sure.
be that mastermind collaborator. I think I'm pretty sure it's a Jim Rohn quote, You know, he's kind of like the father of personal development. Yeah. You know, you feed your family during the day and you work on your fortune at night. Mm-hmm. And your fortune doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. No. You know, and there's so many guys out there that aren't working on their fortune, whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, finding that passion that they have, and mm-hmm. and if it is, you know, a potential vocation thing, you know, that old proverb, you can monetize your passion. You don't work a day in your life. Yeah. Right. And clearly you're both doing that. And, again, lights in this world. So, so grateful. I don't know. Did I miss anything? Crew, we good?
Let's just do a 2.0.
Do a 2.0. Yeah. Well, we got to get you. Obviously we got to get you back. And as he goes to the next level and you guys go, we want to all evolve together and whatnot. I can't wait to see what happens. I know the team has the idea of more events and things like that.
Yeah.
We want you to be a part of it and just obviously.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm just really, really grateful. So friendsoffelix.com.
Yes, sir.
At Friends of Felix brand.
Yes. Correct.
And buy some stuff. Drops are coming.
Yes, they are coming hot.
And join the Mental Wellness Club.
Yeah.
You know what? These things, they go by so fast. And I just, I'm so grateful that I get to be the front seat. Like it's really being able to host this thing. I can't tell you how grateful I am for it. I could be having, just a hard day for whatever reason. And then I sit down and have one of these conversations and I feel uplifted. I hope that anybody who sees this with their eye holes or listens to it with their ear holes feels the same way. This has been another episode of HeCast, the official podcast of He Changed It. My name is Mike Chisholm. Go change something.